John chapter 15, New Testament, page 174. John chapter 15. John chapter 15 from verse 1. I will read it. I am the true vine, and my Father's is vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Until verse 8. Every Sunday morning, we are learning the book of John in New Testament. And the book of John is explained about Jesus Christ in detail and deeply. In the book of John, it's the several times Jesus Christ, he describes himself. I am and something and something. And of course, in this Bible, the verses, the prophesied about Jesus Christ and describe about him. In John, book of John, is Jesus Christ in chapter 6, he is the bread of life, and in chapter 8, he said he is a light of the world. And chapter 10, and he is a shepherd of sheep. And John chapter 11 and 25, he said he is a resurrection and he is a life. And chapter 14 and verse 6, and Jesus Christ, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And chapter 15, Christ, he said about himself, I am the true vine and you are branches. I am such and such. He explained in seven different ways, and this is the way of explain about himself. He said that I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And last week we learned about the meaning of this verse. He is a farmer who keep and bind tree, who nourish and bind tree. Then after our salvation, he will take care of all of brothers and sisters, and we will grow up as true born again Christian, just like a vine tree. When vine tree grow up, just like a farmer who nourish and vine tree. All born-again Christians, we are branches who just stick on this main tree. The vine tree and branches. It must be abiding together. I am the true vine and my Father is, you are branches. I am the vine and you are branches. If vine tree doesn't have any branches, that's useless. Without branches, it is impossible to grow up. And also, if the vine tree doesn't have, therefore, the vine tree and branches have to be as one unity and has to live together. This is a relationship between Jesus Christ and us. In Bible, there are many ways, you know, to explain about between Christ and us. In Ephesians, it said that Christ is our head, we are the body of Christ, and also Christ is husband, and we are the wife. And also in 1 Peter in chapter 2, it said, He is a stones of the faith of the some buildings, and we will be a part of buildings, and all one this the buildings will they're connected together to be as a one. And also in John, in Book of John, it explains about that Jesus Christ, He is a shepherd and we are sheep. And now in John chapter 15, it said, He is the vine and we are the branches. Now, many ways we have checked how Bible explains the relationship between Jesus Christ and us. Anyway, in sum up, between Christ and us, we are the one unity. After our salvation, we are belong to God, and God dwells with us. We cannot deny that is the fact. Just can you imagine that the head and body cannot depart? So also, without shepherd, a sheep cannot live safely. And Jesus Christ, He is the base and fundamental thing of the building. Without those kind of base, you know, we can't build the perfect building. Therefore, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it said, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. And also in John, Book of John, it said, we have to live with Jesus Christ. Non-born-again Christians, they just away from Christ. They are just under control of Satan. Therefore, Ephesians chapter 2, it said, before our salvation, that we were just under the Satan's power. There was, and it says that the among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. After our salvation, we are belong to God. In all the contents of the New Testament, there are many the words, many, you know, the sentence, we are belong to God. We are under God. The fishes cannot live away from the water. The all human being, we are living in this earth. Of course, we can't live outside of this earth. Only in this earth, you know, there are some proper the circumstance and environment to situate condition that we can live. The living nature, living things can be able to live in this world. Only in this planet, in this earth, you know, all the living things, living creature is able to live in this planet. So after our salvation, we are living under Jesus Christ. We are living with Jesus Christ. We are belong to God. Therefore, the Christian life after our salvation, that is, you know, the living with Jesus Christ. Living with Jesus Christ. What does that mean, you know, living with Jesus Christ? And sometimes the meaning is kind of abstract and it's not clear. So what does that mean, we are belong to Jesus Christ? The baby, when he or she just born from mother's womb, just stays with mom's stomach. So just the baby just belonged to mom's stomach, just like that. After our salvation, the God put us into the arm of Jesus Christ. But then, you know, John chapter 15, verse 3, it said, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken you." When we listen through gospel, we know that our sins has been purified. Therefore, we can belong to God. We can live with Jesus Christ. Therefore, in chapter 15, verse 4, it says, "Abide in me, and I in you." That means, abide in me. That is God's commandment. The after newborn baby just born from mother's womb, you know, he or she must stay with his or her family members. The baby doesn't have any power to live by himself away from his or her parents. But we are, after our salvation, the eternal redemption, you know, we are just spiritually, we are baby. We have our own power. Our flesh has power. Therefore, we can live according to our desire, according to our flesh. We have our spirit inside of our mind, and also we have our sinful nature. Therefore, God just command. This is commandment from God. He said, "Abide in me." This is a order from God. Abide in me. Because all born-again Christians, whether they can abide with God or just live away according to their desires, this is a order. Because we have still our sinful nature and our own flesh. Unfortunately, the born-again Christian supposed to live according to his flesh. This is kind of free will after our salvation. Therefore, he said, "Abide in me and I in you." At first, abide in me, and then he in us. That doesn't mean that, you know, He will take away our salvation, our eternal redemption. That means, you know, once we just away from God, it is impossible to receive any spiritual nutrition from heaven. At first, we have to honor Jesus Christ. Then He will honor us. He will think us as just precious one. At first, we have to do something for Christ. We have to abide in Him, then He in us. If we don't live as true born-again Christian, we can't receive His grace. Once baby just away from parents, unfortunately, a baby cannot receive the cares from his or her parents. After salvation, we have to abide in Him. We cannot imagine without Him after our salvation. So what does that mean? We are living with God. We are abiding in Him. What does that mean? Every day, pray, reading Bible, endeavoring to something for God. I don't think we don't need that kind of an effort. This baby doesn't have to any kind of endeavoring to grow himself. Just stay calmly and peacefully in his mother's arm. That means the branches just stay with the vine tree. So what does it mean, the abide in me? That means we have to stay the groups of born-again Christian. There are some brothers and sisters. The born-again brothers and sisters. This is very the holy groups. We call this is a church. By alone, you know, the churches cannot be in constitute. So therefore, there are some more than two born-again Christians members. If it's just the gathering together in the name of Jesus Christ, that is a church. And also, those groups must be led by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, He said, if we gathering together in the name of Jesus Christ, one, two, or three, and He will stay with us, that is a church. A church is not a building. That is very important. We have to gathering together with the name of Jesus Christ. Then those groups can be a church. What does that mean? We are just gather and together in the name of Jesus Christ. Only for one purpose, to live as born-again Christian and to fulfill our duties, to preach gospel to other people. I mean, we obey in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's imagine while we are learning in the gospels, Apostle Paul, he just entered in this auditorium. Can you imagine that? Apostle Paul, now he is, you know, the working inside. And I will say to Apostle Paul, hey, please stay behind, and there is a reason, and he just entered this auditorium. We have to stand up, and we have to receive him big welcome. Just imagine, when in this time, Jesus Christ, He is coming, what do we have to do? We have to stand up and to handshake with him? No. We have to bow down. We have to bow down and we have to worship him. The name of Jesus Christ is just to point himself, his name. What does that mean? We believe his name. That means we just receive him. When we believe his name, that means we receive him as true Christ. When we call his name, that means, you know, we just obey and to him. And First Peter chapter 3 and verse 12 is said, and we have to honor him as true master of our life. And we have to give up everything for Jesus Christ. He is a master, and we have to fully depend on our body and just to say, please use our body according to your will. And I will give up everything. We have to bend our knees, you know, after salvation. That means, you know, we are just gathering together in the name of Jesus Christ. And then he will become the master of the groups, and he will do something for his plan through these groups, I mean church, two or three people who are just gathering together in the name of Jesus Christ. And then the powerful plan will be activated by through those groups. In church, there are the meanings of the churches. The churches is not building. The born again Christian who just worship the Jesus Christ and to give up everything, every his, their desires. And also, apparently, the Christ stay with them and have to find out any kind of the happenings that, you know, at first we have to find out the producing fruit. I mean, newborn again Christian has to produce through the church. And, you know, in Acts it says, you know, every day numbers of born-again Christians will be added. So must be produced a new born-again Christian through churches. If the groups of born-again Christians without any fruit of producing new born-again Christians, there is some problems inside of the groups. If Jesus Christ abides in the groups of born-again Christians, that means, you know, we're going to see the new born-again Christians in every day and every moment. They must be produced. You know, newborn again Christian. I know that some, you know, marriage couples recently, they don't want baby. They don't want produce baby. And the birth rate in the European countries is very low. And they don't want sacrifice for their children. This is kind of very selfish. And the population, number of populations are decreasing. Therefore, in social welfare, they will receive social welfare once they have one and or two or three babies. Therefore, in European countries, if you have many babies, then, you know, I mean, you can live without any the financial problems. The reason, because, you know, many couples, they don't want to have any babies. Now it's our, in Korea, there are, you know, birth rate is, you know, many people don't want to have a baby. I just, you know, after our marriage, just to live, you know, for us, you know, we just enjoy our life just with us. That's very selfish, the mind. If, you know, there are only those kind of couples in this world, then the, without producing new baby, that just, you know, the fight against, you know, the truth of creator. There is a parent and babies. You have to born, you have to produce your baby, and you, then, you know, you have to the return the grace to your parents. Let's see about in the animal, the world, you know. The mother just die when she just born her baby. And salmons just return his, their return their hometown and die. Then to hatch their hometown, then constantly the salmons, they just go to the ocean and come back and go to the ocean and come. This is kind of cycle, the life cycle of salmons, and die. Let's think about birds. When birds and, you know, when they hatch, it's under ice, and they try to, keep their eggs, and they just, you know, don't eat any food to keep their eggs. And also, and the male, you know, animal just is protect also their, the babies. This kind of animals is how, just think about in human beings, you know, if we have any burdensome to grow up, to born as, to produce as baby. And also, think about newborn again Christian, we don't have any interest to produce newborn again Christian. And we don't like to have any sacrifice to preach this gospel. If we have those kind of Christians in this church, we cannot see any kind of newborn again Christian through our churches. To produce true born again Christian, we have to sacrifice. We need to sacrifice. A long time ago, our mothers, you know, before they enter the you know, the born their babies and they see their shoes, the whether they can wear the shoes again and or not. You know, and when our mothers or fathers and parents, even they are old, and whenever they see the children, they feel very happy. That is, you know, our parents and their they very happy whenever they see their babies. They have all saints and we are very precious. And whenever we see and newborn again Christian, and they grow up as true Christian, we feel, very happy. And we thanks to God. If we just only think about us, ourselves, and how we can live or something like that, that is not that, the true, the born-again Christian for our to full act behave for, as true born-again Christian. Therefore, that we have to fully depend on Him, and we have to offer our bodies, and those kind of groups, that Jesus Christ will stay with us, and all part of bodies will behave according to, the head's order from head. And sometime, the head, the order to body, you have to do something. You have to go somewhere to preach gospel. Now in bodies, he said, no, I don't want to go. I'm very tired. That is problem. So we have to act as a one unity, just like body is behave something for the purpose of, so one purpose from head. So without any behave, the head cannot do anything. If we are true churches, the groups of true churches, we have to do something according to God's plan. The now head order for something. Now it's all neurons, through all neurons, we will get some energy and we will do something for, and powerfully we behave to, fulfill our duties, the order from the head. Holy Spirit, to help us to understand God's will toward us, God's plan toward us. Our Holy Spirit help us and to understand what is our roles and responsibility in this fellowship. We have power. Why we have power? To fulfill something for our goals from head. Head. Head is the body of Christ. Think about branches. Branches don't have any power. Once branches abide in the vine tree and then able to produce and fruit. Once we stick on just the vine tree, we are just like branches, then we will see and producing a fruit. And once we are stay with the born-again Christians, that means there is a church, and we will see a new born-again Christians, and we will see those Christians will grow up with love and love each other and sacrifice to preach gospel and obey to God. We will learn. That is a church of Jesus Christ. We have to stay with this church. That is a fellowship. Last week, I have explained about the true churches. So we are distinguished from the outside of world, and we are to stay with these brothers and sisters. This is a church. This is not a fellowship with human being. Human beings, just fellowship. This is a fellowship, a holy with the Holy Spirit. I am staying with this Holy Spirit. I am staying with this fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Once we just away from this fellowship, that means we just away from God. The finger must be thick on this hand. Why? The finger has to be connected in this hand, then the finger can receive nutrition from body. And from the head, we will receive some orders. We will receive important nutrition. And sometimes we saw some you know, disabled persons, you know, who just cannot receive the nutrition and properly. And at first, when we say we are living with God, that means we are staying in this fellowship. That is very important after your salvation. When we become born again Christian, you know, after our salvation, we have to learn what does that mean for the fellowship, and we have to understand, and that, you know, we have to understand how we can live with this fellowship. The Christian life is not a religious life. It's different from religious life. The religious life is just to live according to rules and some moral things, and they require it requires any kind of, you know, endeavoring and effort. This is just like same as other religious thing. Just kind of, you know, some ethical thing and moral thing, and just kind of, you know, some doctrines. And we have to do, we need some kind of efforts to reach some standard of the religion. But Christian life is different from religious life. We just become born again Christian with grace of God. After our salvation, without grace, without spiritual power, we can't live by ourselves. We need His power. And we will live according to His words and according to Holy Spirit. We can't live by ourselves with our power. Therefore, you know, we just stay with God. That's it. Just stay with Him, abide in Him. That's it. Then, you know, we will receive precious things through this fellowship. The newborn baby, the should stay with parents. That's it. While he or she is growing, then, you know, parents will give them some proper things, sometimes money and clothes and food. If the parents, you know, they give the money to the elementary school children, about $1,000. The children, young children, they don't know the value of the $1,000. I know that I saw that I read the newspaper that the parents, you know, gave the $100 to his children to buy something. Now, children to go and store to buy something, and the store master, he was shocked at that amount of money, and he called the parents, and the parents got mad that, you know, why I gave him $100. So he can use his money according to his desire. Can you imagine that, you know, those young boy, you know, can live as true can be mature as good adult man? No, I don't think so. There is a the amount of money for young boy, elementary school children, and junior high and high school, and the university student. While the Christian life is growing up, then God will give us some proper grace to us. You don't have to say that, please give me something. Until Christian life is growing up, and He will give you some proper nutrition and proper things according to your Christian life. When the babe, apart from his or her parents, they cannot live as true man. Now, we have to learn more about church. We have to understand the meaning of church. If you don't understand the important meaning of church, you can't grow up as true born-again Christian after your salvation. I saw many born-again Christians, they just wonder, and they just don't grow up as true born-again Christian. So what is a church? Church is a group of born-again Christians, and read it by Holy Spirit. This is a unity. Let's open Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's open Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Let's read together. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. One Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks. God's chosen people, and Jews and Greeks. We are exceeding those kind of barriers. We are one unity through the blood of Jesus Christ. Whether we are rich or poor, whether we are famous or not famous, whether we are the educated man or uneducated man, we became as one unity through the blood of Jesus Christ. We become one unity when we receive His gospel. Eternal redemption and salvation and born again, the same meaning. And we receive the Holy Spirit when we purify our sins. Without your recognition, the Holy Spirit always stays with us. Therefore, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 12, it says that, when we receive gospel, we just became born again Christian. So when we learn Bible, this is a salvation. Now, we will find out, Jesus Christ is stay with me. He is dwelling with me inside of my mind. By faith, we know that the Jesus Christ stay with us, purification of our sins, and we believe that by faith we believe that we are children of God. Then we receive Holy Spirit. That means we baptized with Holy Spirit. In the United States, in Chicago, there is a school of, you know, the Moody Bible Institution. The one professor, he said, he is talking about the baptizing. He said that, he is teaching wrongly. The baptizing after our salvation, and after, you know, while we are living as Christian, we just baptizing. That means, you know, he said that this is different, the types of baptizing, but it is the same. When we become a born again Christian, then we baptize. Through the baptizing, we become the children of the God. Now is, you know, we are just controlled by God. That is, you know, therefore, you know, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5, it says, we have to the fulfilled with the, you know, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, it said, and do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. We have to be filled with the Spirit after our salvation. I mean, we have to live as true born again Christian and to practice the words we have learned in Sunday, and then, you know, we will see our the spiritual life will grow up. Then, you know, we will control our flesh. Those kind of things, you know, we can say we are filled with the Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit. After salvation, and we can belong to our sinful nature or, you know, Holy Spirit. Therefore, we have to live as true born-again Christian and be filled with the Spirit. Therefore, receiving Holy Spirit and be filled with the Spirit, we have to distinguish. When we receive Holy Spirit, that means, you know, when we are born again, we receive Holy Spirit and we become one unity. Therefore, after our salvation, we are become one unity with Jesus Christ. We are brothers and sisters. So receiving the Spirit and filled with the Spirit is different. Now we are loving together and we have one purpose to serve our life, serve for God. And we are living together and in the kingdom of heaven. We are one unity with God. This is very important thing. This is not theory. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Let's read together. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Sometimes some brothers said, you know, I am the toe of body, and I am the nail of the body. Anyway, we are part of Jesus Christ, a body of Jesus Christ. That is very beautiful. I am a part of body of Jesus Christ, and I am living according to God. Let's open Bible, Colossians, chapter 3, verse 15. let's read together. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. What does that mean, we call from world? We are just born again Christian, and from to become one unity, to become one body. Under this group, we can find that and peace, and perfect peace. The peace will rid our heart, our mind, after our salvation. Once we just away from these groups of church, we will see broken peace. Let's open Bible, Ephesians chapter 4. Let's open by Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. Let's read together. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He said, with all lowliness, modesty. After your salvation, you need modesty and gentleness, and you will obey in any under any kind of situation, with long suffering and bearing with one another in love. Let's think about the family. In family, there is grandparents and parents, and sisters, brothers, and wife. There are and father and mother who are just, you know, working very hard, and there is and a baby, newborn baby. Anyway, they are understanding together with love, and they allowing something with love, and they help each other and they love each other. You know, if the grandfather, he commits some problem because of his old age, can we, you know, get away him from this group of family members? No. If there is, you know, one young boy, you know, if he continuously commit problem, do we kick out from him these precious family members? No. Work in unity. They just work in unity, with love, with, you know, long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. After our salvation, we are still weak. We have still our sinful nature, you know, worldly things, you know, we have our own desires. We have to understand each other, we have to understand other brothers and sisters in this one unity. Sometimes, you know, we feel like very bad. We got some problem, the causing some kind of, you know, the happenings. And we just say, oh, I don't understand those brothers and sisters. Are they real born-again Christians? We hate, you know, because of those brothers and sisters. I don't want to attend this church anymore. This is wrong thinking. This is absolutely, you are wrong. You are wrong. You need gentleness and lowliness. You have to obey to God. So you have to lowliness your body, and we have to accept each other. We have to obey. We have to understand each other with love. You cannot find out any brothers and sisters just like you in these groups of born-again Christians. Can you please imagine that when Jesus Christ comes today, you know, our first things will disappear automatically. You know, whether we are belong to our sinful nature or worldly things. You know, when Christ comes to get today, we will go up to the heaven, and all our sinful nature, worldly things, desires will disappear. I know that after salvation we have many problems, but God, He is, you know, enduring. He is enduring and He is waiting until we are changing. But we have the mind of Jesus Christ. How we can understand each other with the other brothers and sisters? There are shepherd, right? There is a shepherd and there are many different types of sheep. Right? But the shepherd loves all sheep and equally. And all sheep just following the shepherd. Therefore, there is a sheep and who just, you know, have some dirtiness in his body. And once, you know, the sheep has some disease, you know, now is the sheep just to take away those groups? No. Even though we have our personal problem enduring in this fellowship, we're just following the steps of Jesus Christ. I know that after salvation, while you are staying in this fellowship, you will find out some kind of problems. Of course, we have still left our sinful nature. But we need enduring. You know, we need bearing with one another in love. In 1 Corinthians, you know, chapter 13, it is talking about love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. You know, we can endure, you know, to the end. Therefore, Ephesians and chapter 4, it says that endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the body of peace. After our salvation, we are one unity in this church. He said, endeavoring. Why he said? This is a command from Lord. When this God said to the Adam, you have to keep this Garden of Eden. Why? There is a Satan who tried to tempt Adam to break a peace. There is an enemy. Therefore, God said, you have to keep this Garden of the Eden from outsider. And therefore, in Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 3, said, endeavoring, that is command from Lord, because, you know, Satan, he tried to, you know, tried to break this one unity. Of course, Satan cannot take away the salvation, but because of Satan, it is possible that we become as a useless Christian after our salvation, between brother and sister, or sister and sister, it try to, you know, Satan and try to splitting up, the alienate in one brother from one sister, and Satan try to, you know, alienate and splitting up in this the fellowship. And then, you know, the brother, you know, he got mad because, oh, really, that brother, you know, criticized me? Okay, let's think about him, you know. I will not forgive him anymore in this fellowship. Now, you know, we will see some split up and separate from these groups of born-again Christians because of Satan's tactics. You know, through this kind of born-again Christian, Holy Spirit cannot do something for, you know, precious the plan. And, you know, Satan, he will be very happy. And this brother or sister, they don't know about, you know, how they used by Satan. Then what do we have? What do we have? What are left after those kind of, you know, the quarrels, after those kind of splitting up? Therefore, the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You know, we have to modest. We have to humble ourselves just like Jesus Christ. So we need some gentleness. We have to be very soft and long-suffering. You know, after salvation, please don't speak too much, except, you know, talking about the words of Jesus Christ or words of Scripture. So you need some kind of gentleness with long sufferings. Once you find out some problem, please don't hurry to solve the problem. Please wait. Please wait until God fix the problem. We need some, you know, enduring. Please cool down and please calm down. And verse 4 says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all and in you all. Therefore, once you just away from church, that means you are depart from the Lord of Jesus Christ. Of course, once you just away from church, you will live according to your flesh. You must know that after salvation, if you away from church, you will lose your way. Probably your desires because of your peer, and you will live according to your flesh. And therefore, all born-again Christians have to abide in Jesus Christ. And in Christ, we have to learn His words. And we have to learn how we can obey to God. And then we will receive a precious nutrition, spiritual nutrition, through this church. And continuously, we will grow up as true born-again Christians. Ultimately, spiritual life is, you know, the one man, just, you know, one and one, you know, the each Christian with Christ. I mean, we have to only think about between relationship between God and I and me. We don't have to think about, you know, other people in the church. We only have to think about and me, between relationship between I and God. You know, Christ will say, you don't have to think about others, only following my steps. You know, there are many different types of course, ways for each born-again Christian after our salvation. So we have to link and connect it together with other brothers and sisters. But anyway, we are just, you know, like the personally, we have to the relationship between Christ and me. Therefore, there is a different old world, different new world, when we go to the kingdom of heaven. There isn't any kind of reward for Seoul Central Church's old brothers and sisters. This is a Christian life. This is just between I and Jesus Christ. Now, a soccer team is to defeat all other competitors. Of course, there is a, you know, the MVP. God knows that, you know, personally we are obey Him or disobey to Him. After our salvation, you know, we have, you know, different ways. Apostle Paul, his path, and Stephen's path, and Peter's path, and my path is different. Therefore, all born-again Christians, we have our own way, own path in Christ. And we have to live according to God's plan, with enduring. Please don't copy any other bad things from other brothers and sisters. Therefore, in Jesus Christ, you will receive the spiritual nutrition. Let's open Bible, John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 16. Let's read together. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. When we receive gospel, we became born-again Christian. That is also grace. But after our salvation, while we are growing up, we will receive and grace and repeatedly while we are staying in this group of born-again Christians. In Christ, there are the fulfill of grace and mercy. And we will experience, you know, to receive those kind of grace, you know, after our salvation. We have to repeatedly receive those kind of grace after our salvation. We can't live without those grace. We have to continuously receive something from Christ. And then our inner man, our spiritual life will grow up. Let's open Bible, John chapter 10, verse 10. Therefore, our Christian life is I versus in Jesus Christ. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Let's read together. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Chapter 10 verse 10 is said, and that they may have it more abundantly. When we receive gospel, we receive grace, right? After our salvation, while we are growing up, then we will receive more abundant in grace. Then we will produce more fruit. Just like branches, the stick on the vine tree. And just then, you know, automatically the branches will produce more fruits. Automatically. Therefore, John chapter 15, verse 4 said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And we will experience, you know, and great joy and great mercy and glory from heaven. Then, you know, automatically we will go to other people, to other lost spirit to preach our gospel. This is kind of natural thing. Then we will find out ourselves and are changing. Therefore, we are learning how we can belong to God, how we can abide in Him. Then, you know, we have to know how we can receive, you know, the spiritual thing. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. Verse 19. Colossians chapter 2, verse 19. Let's read together. And not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligament grows with the increase that is from God. And not holding fast to the head. From all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligament grows with the increase that is from God. That means that after salvation, we are part of body and we will receive and nutrition and all, you know, the part with the ring together. Now, just, you know, the nutrition will supply to the all part of body from head through church. Therefore, you know, we have to stick on this body, I mean, to the fellowship. Through this, the brothers and sisters, through this fellowship, we will receive the precious nutrition through this church. Therefore, we have to stick on these groups of born-again Christians. Therefore, in verse 19 says, and not holding fast the head from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joint, with by brothers and sisters, we will receive some very important nutrition and we will grow up with other brothers and sisters. Can you imagine that only finger is grow of itself and toe grow of itself and hand grow of itself, you know, with balance, harmoniously, it's all part will grow up as a perfect mature man. This is a secret of church. Without knowing this fact, you can't say what is a fellowship, what is a church. What does it mean that we are receiving the spiritual nutrition? You can't live by alone after your salvation. You don't need any kind of your endeavoring by alone and after your salvation that you will experience and stumble, you will fall down, and then, you know, you will have to know about the importance of fellowship. Let's open Bible, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Let's read it together. As newborn babe, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. It says, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk. Newborn babe, they don't think about any, you know, money or the reputation or alcohol or any, you know, sinful, the worldly fun. Just, you know, desire the pure milk. Just like a newborn babe, you know, they just desire the pure milk. We have to desire the God's words. When newborn babes, you know, just to stay with their moms, you know that mother's milk is very important. There isn't any kind of milk, you know, compared to mother's milk. Some people say because our children, we just drink, you know, the animal's milk, therefore the characteristics is, you know, is under out of control. I don't know, but anyway, we need this kind of, you know, pure milk from mother. And then, you know, our mood and will be very setting up that, you know, and calmly. Therefore, a mother's milk is very important for babes. There are all the important nutrition from mother's milk. The word is the God, you know. Word is, you know, God's breath. This is love. This is in this group of born again Christian. Through, you know, God's, you know, love, you know, we will find out. Where is any nipples of, you know, of God? I think in this church, therefore without His love, you know, we can't grow up as true born again Christian. Therefore, we have to think about that this church is just the arm of mom or parents. Therefore, while we are staying in this church, we will see, you know, we will growing up as true born-again Christian. I know that if someone who just away from church and live by alone, you know, he or she cannot grow up as true born-again Christian. It is impossible. And those people, those brothers and sisters, they just have some kind of, you know, a pride that, you know, we are born again, you know, long time ago. Only one thing left, them. I saw some brothers and sisters, you know, they saved long time ago. But when I see their Christian life, they look like a still baby. So once we are staying in this church, we will receive important words, important nutrition. Then we can grow up automatically. You can't live by alone. Your endeavoring, your enduring, and your effort. Once you are staying in this church, the with Jesus Christ and His power, and you will grow up, not just by yourself. Then you will understand how you can protect by God and by Holy Spirit in this church. Constantly, we have to receive Holy Spirit. We have to receive the nutrition from Holy Spirit. Let's open Bible, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. Let's read it together. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. And now little children abide in Him, that when He appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. That means, what does it mean that, you know, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you? The Holy Spirit just staying with, not just me, with us. The book of 1 John is explained about the fellowship, about church, not just, you know, the I versus Jesus Christ. So that means, you know, you do not need that anyone teach you. So some people say, okay, then, you know, I don't need any kind of teacher from outside because I am born again Christian. Then you just stay alone, your home. You don't have to attend church every Sunday. You can only receive teach lessons from Holy Spirit through this church. Church is not a building. Church is a group of born again Christians. In this verse it says, you do not need anyone teach you. That doesn't mean that in church we don't need any kind of, you know, the reverend or deacons or elders. There are, you know, there are some reverends and some elders and deacons, in church. And they just to receive in God's words and teach all brothers and sisters in this church. They don't need any kind of, you know, educational background for only, you know, in church, and they just become those kind of the members through Holy Spirit. By Holy Spirit. I mean, except those kind of teaching of, you know, lessons of Holy Spirit, we don't need any kind of the teaching and lessons from the people's, you know, human beings' education. So, I mean, we don't need any kind of, you know, the lesson from outside. So, lessons in this church, it is solely, it came from Holy Spirit. Therefore, it says, you don't need anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things. So, through Holy Spirit, the world use reverend and elders and deacons, some teachers in church, and through them, you know, we'll, all brothers and sisters will receive and lessons. And some people, they criticize our church. Okay, this church is producing many born-again Christians, but they are, you know, not the professional that, you know, growing and they're growing the to grow the Christians as the good Christian. I don't understand, you know, once babe is born from his mother's arm, you know, after that, if the babes, you know, stay with their moms and their family members, he will grow up as true mature man. How, you know, is this God, you know, just Holy Spirit is read our church to produce more born again Christian, then, you know, Holy Spirit just move the Christian to other church and to grow up. That's nonsense. That means, you know, Holy Spirit is leading us to preach gospel and we will produce more born again Christian, and then Holy Spirit at the same time will lead new born again Christian to grow up, and he will continuously and teach us and to grow up as true born again Christian without any kind of the any kind of weakness. Therefore, many people, they just criticize our church, but that's, you know, not just, you know, the logical way. And some people say that, you know, in this church, they said, you know, after salvation, they said, you know, all brothers and sisters can commit sins, you know, after that. But we never teach like that. How, you know, born again Christian can commit sins after our salvations? So while we are staying on this church, you know, we will receiving the every nutrition. Therefore, you know, I say to all people, please find out any kind of wrong things in this church. Please find out any kind of, you know, the unrighteous things in this church. Once we are finding that, you know, producing new born again Christian, and while we are staying in this church, the all insufficiency will, you know, the make up through Holy Spirit while we are receiving and spiritual nutrition. And then verse 28 said, "And now little children abide in him, that when he appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." When Christ comes to earth, you know, automatically we will appear in front of God, whether we are a good Christian or bad Christian. I know some brothers and sisters, they attending our church continuously, but when I see their mind, it's just separate from the main churches, main groups. Their mind just away from these main groups. After the learning, you know, the Sunday servicing, they just away from church because they are very busy. I want to ask them, you know, why you are very busy? If you are very busy because of because of money, yes, then, you know, please offer more money to the church. If you only just busy because of money, because of you are just getting money, then, you know, that's very useless. Therefore, we have to offer all ourselves to God. If we have time, you have to meet brothers and sisters. you have to share together, and you have to receive news from all around the churches other churches in earth, and we have to try to find out what I can do, what I can sacrifice for this church. Or just we just stay in this church and we just say, okay, today is choirs, they sing good, you know, and okay, now is today is pastor's sermon, it's okay. Then, you know, after finish Sunday morning service, just away from church and promptly and go outside for, you know, getting some money. Once you're learning the God's words, you have to apply in your daily life until you can the practice in your life. Of course, you cannot do it if you cannot do something. The smallest thing you have to apply on your life, that is Christian life. You have to take interest about our church and preaching gospel. Any kind of problem preaching gospel, or you have to think about the, you know, elementary school, elementary children in this church, or the junior high or high school student in this church. Are they have any problems? You know, can I do something for this church? Or just cleaning in this church and cleaning a restroom. You have to think about my role and responsibility in this church. You are not guest in this church. That means that, you know, you are, okay, your body is in this church, but your mind, your spirit, just away from this church, this group of born-again Christian, that's wrong. You have to take a reference through this church and you have to stay with these groups of born-again Christian. Then you will stand up in front of Christ when He comes to the earth without any shame. Just like verse 28 said, and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Let's open Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Let's read together. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. That means, you know, after salvation, we have become children of God. But after salvation, when we growing up as true born again Christian, that is evidence that we are children of God. It's talking about a bird. I don't know, it's a bird, you know, he hatched his eggs to the other bird's nest. Then, you know, other species, you know, birds will hatch, will keep its eggs, and then, you know, I mean, this eggs is not, you know, it's not her own eggs. So other birds, you know, just to hatch his own eggs to other birds' nest. Then, you know, those birds just, you know, keep these eggs. And a mother of those eggs, you know, she doesn't know that the while she keeping this egg is not her own. She doesn't know that. That means that after our salvation, we have to stick on this church, and the, while we are growing up as true born again Christian, that means we are belong to the Holy Spirit, and we are led by true God. One shepherd, we are following one shepherd and with other born-again Christians. Once we just away from this group, we cannot be protected by outside. Therefore, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 said, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When I see that, you know, animal world, you know, the some animal is they are weak, but once they are just staying on the groups, you know, and lion or other the tigers cannot the catch those kind of weak the animal, weak animal. Therefore, we have to stick on this, we have to stick on this groups of born again Christian. We are not lost sheep. We are just returned to our own shepherd, who is Jesus Christ. So once we just away from this church, these groups, then we will be a feet of Satan. The Christian life will ruin. And we cannot receive any kind of protection of Holy Spirit. And our Christian life will be ruined. And our Christian life will be destroyed once we are just away from these groups of born-again Christian people. And sometimes, leaders of this church, I mean pastors, evangelists, is the same. Once they're away from this church, also also in saints the same. Once they just stay away from this church, then their Christian life will ruin, will destroy. And Proverbs says, if you just away from this group of born-again Christian, that means you just following your own desires, not just the Holy Spirit. Once you just away from this group of born-again Christian, you can't understand the plans of Holy Spirit. Okay, that's all about it. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thanks a lot that, you know, you just save us from eternal destruction. Before our salvation, we do not know about purpose of our living. We just have lived according to our flesh, but you just call our names and we became to the born-again Christian with a living hope. Now we are staying in the precious groups of born-again Christian, and we really appreciate that you just read these groups and you protect us from outside. We really thanks to that fact. You said that you are vine tree and we are branches. We have to stay in this spruce of born again Christian as part of the body of Jesus Christ. Please let us understand, let us know about your plan and roles and responsibility as true born again Christian, we know that we cannot do anything away from you. Please use us as true, as precious Christian in this group of born again Christian church. And please lead us. And also, please, you know, help us to live as true born again Christian. I pray all these words in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.